Israeli aircraft attack targets of the Islamic militant group Hamas across Gaza, including suspected weapons factories and warehouses and other facilities. Now in its second week, the air campaign is aimed at halting Palestinian rocket attacks. More than 150 rockets have fallen on Israel over the past week, leaving the border community of Sderot a virtual ghost town. The rockets keep falling despite the airstrikes, but Israeli spokeswoman Miri Eisen says a major ground assault on Gaza is not on the table.
The military themselves are very clear on the fact that even a full-scale invasion would not necessarily stop all of the rocket attacks.
In a bid to end the fighting, moderate Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas traveled from the West Bank to Gaza for talks with Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh of Hamas. They are trying to restore a Gaza ceasefire with Israel that collapsed last week after a five-month lull in violence. Palestinian negotiator Saab Erekat says the current fighting is not in the interest of either side.
I don't know whose interest to undermine the ceasefire, whose interest to push back to the cycle of violence and counterviolence.
The Palestinians have offered to halt the rocket attacks if Israel would extend the Gaza ceasefire to also include the West Bank. But Israel rejects the proposal on grounds that West Bank raids are necessary to prevent suicide bombings in Israeli cities. Palestinian militants say that leaves them no choice but to keep fighting. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.